Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. College football playoffs spit out another round of fake rankings, and there was a change at the top. We will talk about that and more. Chip Patterson joins us. Cover 3 podcast, and I did not listen live because I know you guys went on live right after Duke and Michigan State were done wrapping up, because I heard you when I was listening this morning. Intro the podcast, Duke beat Michigan State, and Tom Fornelli was like, why are we talking about this? Because Tom doesn't have a sense of humor, Chip. So let's start with the rankings, and I'm not surprised that Georgia is number one, because it doesn't make a difference who they played in the non-conference. They were just waiting for the right time to do it. And when you win back-to-back games over Missouri, who's obviously good, and Ole Miss, who is obviously good, especially in the manner in which they destroyed Ole Miss, it was an easy move for them to put them at the top. Were you surprised at all?
No, I thought it was going to happen last week. I just think that Georgia has really started to hit its best form here late in the season. It's gotten healthier along the offensive line. We saw Brock Bowers return in that win against Ole Miss. We've seen Carson Beck, who was, you know, sort of feeling his way through the season early in the season. We've seen him play some of his best football here. The run game's picking up, and the defense is not the defense of the title winning teams right. of 2021 and 2022, but we're still talking about a group that, like, for example, let's go strength on strength, weakness on weakness. Georgia's defense or Ohio State's offense, right? Like, I think you've got more confidence in Georgia's defense than you do in Kyle McCord and Ohio State's offense. The Buckeyes being number one right. when they started this process made total sense, because they had wins that no one else did. But now we're starting to see Georgia pick up some wins that right. it did not have. We're starting to see even Michigan finally getting its first win of significance. Heck, we're starting to see Washington put together a really good resume at this point with its collection of ranked wins. So the Buckeyes worthy number one to start this thing, but I think that now it's come time for splitting hairs. I understand why Georgia, given the performances of the last 2 weeks, took over the top spot.
All right, so I'll go right down to number five here, because how many games against ranked opponents does Washington need to have before they get into the top four? Arizona is what, 17th? Oregon is 6th. Utah is, where's Utah? 22nd. Southern Cal fell out, so I get it. But nobody doesn't think that's not a good win. So 3 wins against teams in the top, what, 22 of the college football playoff ranking, plus USC, and still 5th. What gives?
Yeah. I've got to think that 2 things stand out. Number one, because the comparison you're offering is Florida State, right? Which has LSU.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I mean,
like that
yeah.
is all LSU has to be able to trot out there. The yeah. ACC's other team in the rankings, North Carolina, Florida State hasn't played them, not scheduled
and Louisville,
to play them.
Louisville. The other.
Louisville. Yeah. And Louisville. Not on the schedule, not scheduled to play them. That could change in Coral Gables or at Miami Gardens. Excuse me. Get your dateline right. But I think that 2 things stand out about Washington in comparison to Florida State. Number one would be, I think Florida State is more balanced. I don't think that Florida State's offense is as good as Washington's offense led by Michael Penix, but I think it's really, really good. And then I think that Washington's defense is a liability, while Florida State's defense has weaknesses, but the full set of data from everything they've done this year still shows a pretty good unit. So Washington, not as balanced as Florida State. Then this is the second thing. I think the committee saw Washington after the Oregon win, and they imagined what Washington would look like
right.
given the quality of that win. I mean, think about the way that this committee really likes the Oregon Ducks. Now Washington goes out and they just start playing with their food. And look, the Arizona win looks so much better right now than it did at the time. But at the time, it was a red flag. Arizona State, that is a red flag result. I mean, they could not get the ball in the end zone. Right. And we're talking about what's supposed to be one of the best offenses in the country. So I think that as Washington has had all these, you know, close wins all in a row and the defense has looked a little bit weak, that's got to be what it comes down to, because if we are going strictly resume, Washington's resume is not only better than Florida State's, Washington's resume is better than Michigan's.
And Georgia's and Ohio's. It's better than everybody's if we're just going by resume. And I would, and you make great points when we talk about, there's a lot of things that they have to consider or that they are willing to consider. And I don't think, I've always argued that when the BCS, if we can remember back that far, when they took out data, right? When the BCS started, they had all of these metrics that they were looking at, computer polls, that all these things in there. And then because the coaches like to play these games with everybody, well, I don't even understand the system. Of course you do. You just go out, you play the best teams you can find, you go out, you win the games. Whoever has the best record against the best schedule is probably going to be in the bowl championship series, you know, national championship game. But they pretended. So then the BCS committee, if you will, they reacted to that by saying, all right, let's just make it easier. We're just going to use these two polls plus a bunch of the computer polls, and we're basically going to take an average, which was dumb. They should have used more data. Having said that, there is something to be said for simply winning the game. And because it doesn't matter at the end of the playoff.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't care if one team had better looking, metrics. All I need to know is what happened on the scoreboard. So you could have a much better offense and a much better defense and your special team stinks and all of a sudden you lose. Or fluky things happen and you lose. It just doesn't matter. But I do understand that we're trying to select teams to go play. And even though I think we put too much weight on the analytics, I understand it. I just don't necessarily agree with it. But I do think that if Washington wins their next two, and then, well, if they win the Pac-12, there's no chance they're not going with the resume that they'll have.
Right.
But let me ask you about Florida State. Is there a chance that Florida State's 13-0 and not in the playoff?
It's the disaster chance. Like, have you already gamed it out?
I mean, I've thought about it. I've thought about a 2-loss or a 3-loss Louisville team, or North Carolina can't afford any more losses. So, a 3-loss Louisville team that loses to Florida, that Florida State beats, but doesn't beat convincing, and Ohio State Michigan is a classic, and that's that. Or Alabama beats Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's how it goes. All right. The disaster scenario is, and this is my starting point, and Jerry Palm almost jumped through technology and ripped my head off when I said this on CBS Sports.
Hey, anytime we get Jerry Palm worked up, I'm here for that.
I said, and I do think, I don't know if I believe, but I think that if Georgia shows up to Atlanta 12-0, and Alabama is 11-1.
Right.
And Alabama beats Georgia, both of those teams are in the college football playoff. And now you start to say, but what about Texas and the head-to-head?
Right.
All we have to do is pick the best teams. We've laid out a couple of things that, you know, should matter, and we can latch onto this, that, or the other. Head-to-head's one of them, but conference championships is one of them too. So Alabama would be able to say it beat Georgia. I think they would both go. So if Michigan is 13-0, no, well, shoot, you got to put them in, or Ohio State, pick either one of them. They're, obviously, they cannot both be.
Right.
If Washington is 13-0 and Florida State's 13-0, that's five teams for four spots. And I, again, my starting point is, if Georgia's 12-0, if Alabama's 11-1, and if Alabama beats Georgia in Atlanta, they're both going. So then what happens? 11-1 Ohio State gets screwed. One loss Texas potentially gets screwed. And maybe, just maybe, Florida State ends up getting screwed too. The best sign for the Seminoles is that they haven't gotten jumped in either of the last 2 weeks, where I do think that there is a resume on paper argument to maybe move Washington up. But this committee, and remember, every committee is a little bit different.
Right.
This committee likes Florida State. And that's the best thing they've got going for it. Thank you, Boo.
Sorry, I just, that right there made me laugh. I don't put any stock into what the committee has done to this date. There are very few things I believe to be on the up and up when it comes to college sports. I believe the names of the teams matter. I believe if you gave Georgia Washington's resume, they would have already been number one. I could be wrong, but I believe that to be true. I believe the teams' names matter.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because Jerry, and I love Jerry, but he shot back at me. He was like, well, in that scenario, you know, Alabama and Georgia could both miss it. And I was like, no. There is no way that you're going to tell me that you're going to hold a national championship tasked with picking the four best teams and the two-time reigning champion and the GOAT are both going to get left out. They've played for the national championship against each other twice in the last 6 years.
Yeah, no,
it's
I'm with you.
It's not going to be a valid competition for the best team in college football, again, in the scenario where Georgia's 12-0, Alabama's 11-1, and Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC championship. That's what I'm all starting with. That's the chaos scenario. Now, what helps the chaos scenario? Texas loses at Iowa State this weekend. Washington loses at Oregon State this weekend. I mean, there are so many roadblocks.
And that's a losable game, by the way, for Washington. Oregon State is very good. Right.
The Beavers are favored by 2.5.
How about that?
I know.
How about that? But here's to finish the point, is that one thing I do believe is that I think they start from scratch every week. It would be foolish not to. It would be literally foolish to not start over. They don't have that much to do, right? They just don't. It would be dumb to at least to not do what you say you do and start over. I do believe they start over, but I also believe that the names of the teams definitely do matter. Let me just moving on from all this. By the way, Georgia's got road games at Tennessee and Georgia Tech left. Tennessee, who obviously isn't as good as they think or they hoped, whatever. Georgia should win that game. Georgia Tech, they should win that game. And then Alabama. Georgia will have earned their spot as the number one seed if they cruise through that or just win through that. Ohio State has Minnesota and at Michigan left. Gosh, I wish the Big Ten was good. Like, Penn State's fine. I got no problem with Penn State. Ohio State and Michigan are clearly elite. The rest of the conference is terrible. How come we don't talk about that, Chip? Why do we blast and diminish the ACC when that league is a fraud? It's a fraud from right below Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State. I'll give Penn State credit. But they've got 14 teams in that league, and ain't none of them from four on down worth anything. Why?
You know, wait, did I already tell you this? That's my theory why the Big Ten expanded? That the Big Ten...
They need teams. They need good football teams.
Yeah, the Big Ten with its new television contract is putting them on CBS, putting them on NBC.
Peacock.
And they saw how many times Maryland was going to have to play on NBC, and they said, nope. No.
That's right.
Go get Oregon, go get Washington, and add him to the mix, because this is way too much Maryland, Illinois on national television.
Yep.
Okay? We are asking people across, like, the Big Ten's whole pitch is, we are on the big networks that you, your uncle, your grandma, anybody can just flip it on and be able to find Big Ten football, to associate Big Ten football with college football with the widest umbrella that you can toss. And they saw that Maryland against Illinois was going to be in the 3:30 slot on Saturday. And they said, not going to do this anymore. No, you're not off. And look, Iowa, 8-2, when we were laughing about that team, like, yeah, they have been the cream that has risen to the top there in the Big Ten.
That's not cream. That's not cream. It's they're...
It is, because it is churned butter, all right? I'm not going to infringe on Wisconsin's territory here, but look, Wisconsin's down. Wisconsin is down.
Ultimately, over time, I'm going to be right. Wisconsin's always been a fraud. They've had great offensive lines and good running games, but Wisconsin's always been a fraud. They've just been a fraud on that side of the Big Ten, which hasn't had any good football in a long time. They have good football players,
right?
Honestly, good football teams.
And especially like from the aesthetics of it, they just don't have any good quarterback play. They don't have dynamic offenses, and they do, in classic Big Ten fashion, have like Illinois still has a somewhat salty defensive line. Johnny Newton is a player at defensive tackle who's going to be in the NFL draft. You know, you can start to single out reasons why the Big Ten is both struggling on offense, but then also some of it should be a credit to the defense. But it's a bad. It's a bad side, you know. I mean, we're talking about the, when people used to say like, "What's the worst division in college football?" Back when everyone had divisions,
right?
Big Ten West 2023 would certainly have a good argument.
My gosh, it's so bad. By the way, they are expecting an offensive explosion in Illinois at Iowa. The total is 30.5 right now. The total closed last week at 28.
Yeah,
that game shouldn't be played. It should not be played.
Like you don't appreciate the history of this sport.
No, I don't. Chip, I do to an extent. I do until it makes my eyes bleed. Chip Patterson is joining us, Cover 3 Podcast, as always on a Wednesday. All right, final thing for us. Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Michigan State, Northwestern, San Diego State, Boise State. Those are six jobs right now that are open. It's easy to say A&M is the best job because they're going to pay the most money. What's the best job of that six?
Oh, A&M by far. Yeah. And that's Texas A&M has an issue where its resources and its fan support do not match at all with its history. No conference title since 1998, no national championship since 1939. This is a search where this could be an amazing job for a coach like UTSA's Jeff Traylor, deep, deep Texas ties, great charisma, personality. He could play a little politician to work all the different factions in the booster world. But if they are just so set on a rock star hire and backing up the Brinks truck, you're going to make the same mistake that everyone made. I mean, look, Bear Bryant didn't win a national championship at Texas A&M. Gene Stallings did not win a national championship at Texas A&M. That has been A&M's thing, is to just throw everything at these title-winning coaches, and Jimbo Fisher adds his name to that list. The expectations game is very, very difficult, but compared to the jobs that are open right now at this moment, yes, it is still the best job because of where you are, what you can do to recruit, the resources that you have. It's better than anything that's open right now.
Reveille, they have the dog, right? The collie.
I mean, listen, it would be,
can they hire a cat lover?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It would be such an experience to take that job and be asked to ingratiate yourself with all the who's and the twos and the and the tradition, like... I don't know if I've got that in me to be able to jump in on, like, for example, another job that is rumored to be open. Could you imagine Chip Kelly trying to go to Texas A&M?
No. Like, so seriously, close to home, is Mike Elko a good fit there? Dan Lanning isn't taking that job. He's not leaving Oregon for A&M. Oregon's a better job, in my opinion. than Texas A&M. Not to mention the path to potentially winning the Big Ten is easier, believe it or not, than the path to winning the SEC at Texas A&M. But what about Mike Elko?
That depends on his takeaways from being in the belly of the beast. No one knows, and I'm not trying to cop out. That's where nobody knows better than Mike Elko about what it can be like inside of that program and what you have to deal with. It might be that, you know, Mike Elko's very, very smart. He might have a list of all the things Jimbo did wrong, right?
Right.
You know, he might have the plan to unlock it all. But I would also think that, you know, based on my experience on the outside, you might also come out of that with a long list of reasons why you would not take the job and why you would stay at a place where you have just like such enthusiasm and support from leadership and administration right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. He knows better than anybody. I would assume that he has a long list of experiences that could let him know whether it is or is not a good fit for him. My hunch is that the way that things are going and with the support that he has in Durham, it's going to take a different job. I'm not going to say like better or worse, but it's going to take a different job for him to trade all that in, especially after only year two. And by the way, I do think that's a Dan Lanning part of this. Dan Lanning gets this in 5 years, an offer from Texas A&M, and he's gone through, let's say, made a couple playoff appearances, maybe made it all the way to the semifinals, and his kids are a little bit older, then yeah, maybe he's ready to up and move.
I think Oregon's a better job than A&M. I'm not saying that Dan Lanning will never leave Oregon. I think at some point he probably will, but I think he's got a better job. I think A&M, in spite of their inflated egos, I think A&M's a step down from Oregon. I think Oregon could be one of the players, legit players in the Big Ten. Like, they've got Nike money's good too. It's not oil baron money, but Nike money's pretty good. Last I checked. So I don't know what the stock price is today, but
you really got to have good recruiting chops to get them up to Eugene. And it's a little bit easier. I mean, then that's another conversation for another time. Like, how much do you want to be in College Station? But, you know, it's each his own.
We can ask Mike Elko that.
Yeah. Everybody's got their own opinions on that, and that's fine. But
he's a Jersey boy. God, why would he go there?
It is a little bit more difficult from a recruiting standpoint. And that would be like you're asking, we're gaming this out. 5 years down the line, Lanning's three boys are a little bit more grown. He feels like uprooting the family isn't going to be as catastrophic, and he's not going to be turning in a great opportunity. You know, that's where he would be thinking, all right, I've been just, you know, having to bust my tail and work the NIL game trying to get these kids to Eugene. I could go into Louisiana. I could stay in Texas. I could get anybody to be able to come there. So we'll see.
He'll replace Nick Saban at Alabama. See, that's a job you take. You leave Oregon for that, right?
Does James Franklin get out of town?
I don't know. I think James is kind of under the radar at Penn State, man. It's just he might have the best coaching life in the entire country.
I do not think he is under the radar at Penn State. I think that man has the thumb on top of him right now for that's why he fired his offensive coordinator. That was red meat.
That's right. They just did that.
That was red meat for the Savages because it was like they are now looking at record versus top 10 opponents, record versus Ohio State and Michigan. Like all of these are starting to stack up. On a one hand, maybe it's even a Texas A&M example. It's like know who you are, but just like Texas A&M, the passion there does not expect you to just be able to say, yeah, I know who we are. And James Franklin's ability to bring 10-win seasons year in and year out, I don't know if is as appreciated. And so we'll see how crazy this coaching carousel gets, but all right, we'll see. Right.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Penn State opening up is different when we start to talk about our friend in Durham.
Of 100%.
Yeah.
If you are a Northeast person, Oh yeah, that's the Holy Grail. That gig. That is New York, New Jersey territory right there. Chip Patterson, you are the best, my friend. I appreciate your time.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.